Hi there, welcome to the Foot Stompin' Free Scottish Music Podcast. My name's Simon Tumier and we've got a special this week. This week we opened the MG Alba Scots Trad Music Awards and all the voting has started on Monday and it's been record-breaking. We've never had so many votes in our first few days. It's fantastic. So we're just going to cover some of the categories in this podcast. And the first category we're going to look at is Album of the Year, and we're going to start off with one of the albums of the year is Oom by Julie Fowlis, and this is a song, My Land is Rich and Some Jigs.
Meran saver o ga se hu a hon and baliva. Meran saver o ga. Meran saver palt just on us nambig dol banakin. Meran saver o ga se hu a hon and baliva. Meran saver o ga. Meran saver it gachtiv ye mochro leye dadien. Meran saver o ga se hu a hon and baliva. Meran saver o Chiens gaan al naar eens, koral kniel gashali. Madam saver oga, se hua on a baliva. Madam saver oga, kikid wachin, kikid harakan, kohal wahal hanan. Madam saver oga, se hua on a baliva. Madam saver oga, hool on the yet, hool the yet, a stitchy deer scarlet. Madam saver oga, se hua on a baliva.
Thank you.
That was Oom by Julie Fowlis, and other CDs in the category are Birds and Beasts, the music of Martin Bennett and Fraser Fifield by Mr. McFall's Chamber, Canich by Duncan Chisholm, and Sarco Snaw by the Mick West Band, all fabulous CDs in their own right. We're now going to go on now with the category Instrumentalist of the Year, and we're going to feature on the podcast John McCusker, and this is quite an old album now, I suppose. The album's called Yellow Hoose, and it has a great title. The track's called Boys of the Puddle. Boys of the Puddle by John McCusker, and that was from his combined release of a couple of years ago, Yellow Hoose and Goodnight Ginger. And the other musicians in this category, all fabulous musicians, are Anna Massey, Martin O'Neill, who, like, because John has been touring this year, all this year, with Martin Offler, and Martin O'Neill was on tour, and he was with Stevie Wonder, pretty cool. And finally in the category is Ross Ainslie, who plays with many bands, including Dougie McLean and the Treacherous Orchestra. Totally brilliant. We're now going to play a track from Fred Morrison. It's from his new Outlands CD that just came out, I think it was earlier this year. And Fred is nominated in the Folk Band of the Year, and he's an amazing performer. If you haven't seen him, you need to see him. And this track is called The Wildcat.
Thank you.
That was Outlands by Fred Morrison. And other bands in this category are Brebach, fantastic, just toured all year. Malinky, another amazing touring band. And The She, who you heard on the last podcast, who've been playing loads and just out and about all year. Our next category we're going to feature is Gaelic Singer of the Year. And the singer we're going to feature is Ailey McKenzie. And this is a CD loads of people have been talking about all year. It's a quite mixture of stuff. And the CD is called Bel Canto.
Thank you.
That was Bel Canto by Ailey McKenzie. And Ailey's contenders in the category are Dan McLean from Sky, Joy Dunlop, who's just released her own CD, and Rachel Walker, who's, I think, on her third CD in a fabulously clear voice. And I just heard this week that she's representing Scotland in elite competition for minority song in Brittany later on this month. So good luck to Rachel in that. We're now going to play a track from Matthew Watson. It's called Maggie. And Matthew is nominated in the up-and-coming category of this MG Alba Scots Tran Music Awards. He's a great young musician. He's playing all over the place, and he's also playing with Fred Morrison, who you just heard just back there a bit. So, this, as I say, this track's called Maggie. Matthew Watson from his self-titled debut album and a track called Maggie. And Matthew's fellow musicians in the up-and-coming category are Angus Nicholson, who you've heard on this podcast, Ewan McLennan, again you've heard him, and Rachel Sermani, a young musician from Carr Bridge. Now we're going to finish up with this podcast with a track from Scary Vore. Scary Vore have just released a new album called Scary Vore, and the track we're going to play is called Simple Life. And in their category, there's also nominated is Ali Bain and Phil Cunningham, amazing touring, just amazing guys, actually. The Red Hot Chili Pipers, how could you miss them? You heard them on the last couple of podcasts as well. And the Treacherous Orchestra, the band that are doing all the festivals, and just everyone's talking about them. It's an amazing set of bands there. Now, if you would like to vote in the MG Alba Scott's Trad Music Awards, go along to handsupfortrad.co.uk and you'll be able to click on the links and go straight to the voting. Please do it, and please tell your friends. The more people we get voting, the more people come to see what's actually going on in Scottish traditional music. And what we have got in these categories is just a snapshot. The scene is so strong, and I'm so proud of it. So please go for it. Now, this is we've reached the end of the podcast, so I hope you've enjoyed it. If you want to catch up with Foot Stomping more regularly, I've just started a little daily audio podcast on audioboo.fm/footstomping. You can check us out. I just do a little update every day. You can catch us on our Facebook page at footstomping.com/footstomping and twitter.com/footstomping. And we also have a really informative weekly newsletter, which you'll get from footstomping.com, the website, where you can buy all these CDs you've heard today and lots of news and take part in our forum. And you also get a 10% discount if you bought from us before. So thanks again, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Stripy socks and blue jeans on, the sun's beating through on his face. He don't like it hot, but that's alright, cause he's living outside the rat race. Lying on his bed with a fresh warm breeze, blows a smile across his face. No time for rushing, is at a slow kicking pace, if you're ready when the running's done. That's alright, hey, hey, because he is a man. That's alright, hey, hey, because he's a man who loves a simple life. Strolls to the fridge, grabs himself a beer, he's got a thirst for doing nothing. Picks up his guitar, he loves a nice warm noise, he'll be ready when the running's done. He needs a haircut, he needs a shave, let a few more days pass by. He's having fun, I think he won, cause he's a living outside the rat race. That's alright, hey, hey, because he's a man who loves a simple life. That's alright, hey, hey, because he's a man who loves a simple life. Something done. But why do it today when tomorrow's okay? He'll be ready when the running's done.